We're making our way down Kicking Horse Pass. The pass goes through a relatively narrow gap of valley, and the slope is pretty steep by train standards. Since there's not enough room to zigzag the tracks through here, the railway engineers had to find an imaginative way to make the slope not quite so steep. So what was decided was to build the spiral tunnels. In a nutshell, what the answer proved to be was to create curved tunnels cut into the sides of the mountain that kind of looked like a figure eight. This makes the tracks longer to get to the bottom of the pass, and longer distance to go down the same vertical drop means not so steep of an incline. In the spiral tunnels, the train is essentially driving its front end below its caboose end. It's a little difficult to explain in words, so I'd suggest we make a stop at the spiral tunnel's viewpoint up ahead. The displays are top-notch at explaining it, and if we wait, a train will normally pass through about every 20 minutes or so.